Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. I did fellowship yesterday, and it was just such a blessing, man. I'm very, very grateful that I've gotten to the point where I can do a teaching and it's not crushing me. You know, I'm not studying all week or I'm not working on it all week. It kind of just kind of sit down and do one. And it's a blessing for anybody that has been called to teach, or if you're worried, if you feel like you should be doing something, God is going to have a plan for you. And don't forget, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. So even if you're not doing it right away, you're not going to be punished. You're not going to be punished. God will work with you to get you to the place you need to be. We have a great God, and He's gracious, and He takes care of you. And I'm just very, very grateful. Today, I was reading in Proverbs. Now, Proverbs is one of my favorite books. It's just filled with wonderful information. And if you want little nuggets, or if you want to change your life, it's a great place to start, especially for those who are just getting into it. And I like to read the English Standard Version on this. Usually I'll go through and use the King James Version, but I'm going to do the English Standard this morning. If you go to chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealings, in righteousness, in justice, and in equity." To know wisdom and instruction is going to come from God, and it's going to go into that here in a little bit. But if you want to understand righteousness, if you want to understand true justice, if you want to understand equity, it's how to make money. It's all in here. God shows you the way, and He also shows you how to deal with wisdom. Wisdom is not the wisdom of man. True wisdom is the wisdom out from God. It's true wisdom. And the opposite of that is fool. So when you read through this, you got the wise and you have the fool. Those who don't have any, you'll see. I'm going to keep going. Verse 4, "To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth." If you want to be knowledgeable in a thing, if you want to have discretion in life, it's the word that's going to do that. It's God's wisdom. "Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance." Let the wise hear. If you want true wisdom, you have to listen. And it's listening to the word. I have a tendency to overtalk sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Or not let people finish what their thought is. God explains in life how to do life, how to be good, how to become a better person. "Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance." You got to seek out people that are better than you. Obtain guidance from them. Don't be prideful in this life. It doesn't do. It doesn't go anywhere. To understand a proverb and a saying and the words of the wise and their riddles, "The fear of the Lord," and this is the reverential awe of the Lord, "is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Having that experiential knowledge of God, or having or learning from experience, all that stuff, the beginning is starting to have reverential awe of God. If you jump over to chapter 2, verse 6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding." If you're a person who wants to get wisdom and be considered wise in this life, and frankly, everybody should, because once you start to go to God and start to understand His word and start to apply it in your life, it's going to change your life. It's a spiritual life, life in all of its manifestations, all of its visibility. Once you start to do that, it changes and fundamentally changes how you look at things, the prism through which you examine the world. And it's a peace that God gives you, a spiritual peace, the more you understand Him and His word. Again, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. And again, saints is not a big deal. Saints are the holy. You are a saint the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to be a shield to you, guarding your path. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from the men of perverted speech who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. You will understand righteousness and justice and equity, how to take care of be a good steward of money. Every good path, for wisdom will come into your heart. You will think on wisdom and it'll come naturally. You won't have to go back and think about, oh, did God say this, or did God say this, or did God say this? Finding God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of everything. You have to have reverential awe. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Pick God. Choose God. Decide what you think on during the day. Decide who you're going to be. And then go out and be it. We live a great life, and God is so good and is so gracious, and it's wonderful to be in this position where you're not chasing law. You're chasing life in all of its manifestations, and you have it the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the last couple months and for everything that's going on. I pray for Todd, and you just bless him and his mom, and take care of them, and my brother and sister-in-law, just everyone in our family. I pray for each and every one of our employees. I ask you to take care of Terry, that you just heal him and that he can move around, and he's good to go and happy to be back. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the people that you've put in it. I pray for Rob, whatever's going on with him, that you take care of him and just bless him. And I thank you for opening the doors that you're opening right now. I thank you for closing those doors that you want closed. And I just ask that you continually show me the way to walk. I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you take care of them, and for your word. I'm thankful for it, and for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.